We're doing Jewish history. I think we're up to the year 2329. We've been down in Egypt for 91 years. And Sipho, if you remember, he's a descendant of Esav. He's been king over the people of Kittim. And now the African tribes attack him, hoping that they're going to get loot. It's been 13 years since the last attack. And again, Sipho is victorious against them. We advance 3 years later, two years later, Levi passes away. And Levi is the last of the tribes to pass away. 93 years have passed since we descended to Egypt. Levi is buried in the city Maneda. I don't know where that is. And so long as one of the tribes was still alive, the Egyptians didn't put us to work. Yeah?
Was Yosef the only tribe member who was not buried in Egypt?
Who said he wasn't buried in Egypt?
And they dig up his bones and bring him to Israel?
They brought him to Israel.
Mm-hmm. Did they bring all the other tribes too?
The Medrash says they brought the other ones too. I don't know if the city of Maneda, if he's going with that Medrash or a different Medrash. The Medrash says they brought the other tribes too. Now, according to this, if 93 years were spent without servitude, because Levi was still around, the final year, things eased up. So we're left with 116 years as the maximum number of years where we were under forced labor. Now, when the final tribe, when Levi died, so the Egyptians started playing games. They took vineyards from the Jews. They took property. They took the fields back. Everything that Yosef had given them. Whatever houses they had, they forced them to move to ghettos. They took their good houses. Whatever good crops they had, they took. And they started oppressing the Jews to the point that the Jews didn't want to live anymore. Life became not worth living. And we advance 8 years later. It's been 102 years since we descended to Egypt. The year is 2340. Pharaoh passes away and his son Malul takes the throne. And at that time, many Egyptians passed away. All the nobles who knew Yosef passed away. Malul is a youngster. He's 26 years old when he rises to the throne. And he's going to be king for 94 years. And of course, they give him the title Pharaoh. There's a big discussion here exactly when this guy was born, etc. And who this guy was. You guys know the Midrashim. I'm going to skip over a lot of this.
So they side with one side on the Rav and Shmuel Machlokes.
Right. That's what he's going with here. So from the time he rises to the throne, they start embittering the Jews' lives even worse and forcing them to labor camps, to work in whatever way they could to break the spirit of the Jews. And at that time, again, you have the forces of Angias, the African king, attacking the lands of the Kittim. And this time, Sipho is so victorious against them that he leaves no remnants. And no one returns. None of the soldiers of Angias return. And Angias sends his brother Lokash, and he comes with his army, a huge army. And when Sipho sees such a huge army is attacking, so he sends word to his relatives, the descendants of Esav, and they tell him, we can't join you in war, because we have a pact with Angias, we have a peace treaty with him. And at that point, Sipho sees he's standing against an army of 800,000 men. Angias, Lokash, and all their soldiers. So Sipho is very concerned. He's not sure he stands a chance. and he's going with a force of 3,000 men. So he's outnumbered almost 30-1. And his people tell him, why don't you pray to the God of your fathers? Maybe he'll save us from Angias. And we hear that your fathers, your forefathers had a great God, and he saves anyone who has faith in him. And at that point, Zipporah actually turns to Hashem. And he says, Hashem, the God of Avram and Yitzchak, let it be known today that you run the world and that you are the true God. And all the gods of the nations are all a bunch of lies. And remember your covenant with Avram, my forefather. Our forefathers told us you did kindness with him. So do kindness with me in the merit of Avram and Yitzchak. I am a descendant of theirs. Save me and the people of Kittim from the king of Africa. And with that, he heads to war. We'll pick up here in Bezachem next time.